Chad and Lori Daybell called the doomsday couple for their extreme religious beliefs. Back in the headlines again tonight, Chad Daybell entered a not guilty plea on 8 charges, including 3 counts of first-degree murder. His wife, Lori, was ordered to an Idaho psychiatric facility so that doctors can evaluate whether or not she is mentally fit to stand trial. Both are accused of murdering Lori's 2 youngest children, whose bodies were found buried on their property in eastern Idaho. News Nation's Ashley Ketz is live in the newsroom tonight with these latest developments. And Ashley, the couple may be responsible for as many as 5 homicides once investigators sort this case out. What's going on?
Yeah, it is possible, Marnie. The Daybell's indictment says those strange beliefs encouraged or justified the killings of her 2 children. As Lori's evaluated for mental competency, Chad remains in jail tonight awaiting a trial.
Again, on count 1 of the indictment, Mr. Daybell, how do you plead?
Chad Daybell enters not guilty pleas to 8 charges this morning in an Idaho courtroom. Daybell not only charged with the murders of his current wife's 2 youngest children, he's also charged with murdering his ex-wife, Tammy Daybell.
The facts here are just outrageous, and the number of deaths related to this couple seems to be increasing. We're up to 3. The state of Arizona is examining at least 1 more, and there could be as many as 4 or 5 homicides by the time this is all sorted out.
The 8 new charges include 3 counts of first-degree murder, 3 counts of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, and 2 counts of insurance fraud. Today's hearing comes as his wife, Lori Vallow Daybell, is committed to a mental health facility for psychiatric evaluation. For the next 3 months, the mom must undergo treatment at the state hospital. According to this new court order, Vallow is no longer fit to stand trial and lacks capacity to make informed decisions, something criminal defense attorney Greg Skordis says was unexpected.
I think a lot of people were very surprised by Lori's finding of incompetence. I mean, people have seen her, they've watched her react, they've seen how she avoided the police and evaded this prosecution for months, which demonstrate a person who does have some understanding of what's going on.
Vallow, known around the world as the cult mom, could not plead insanity because Idaho state law does not allow it as a defense to criminal charges.
These two were engaged in some pretty bizarre religious beliefs, some sort of conspiracy theory beliefs.
And Skordis believes the state will continue to pursue Vallow's case.
The state of Idaho is not going to let up on Lori. They still want to proceed. In fact, they've objected to the finding of her incompetency at this point.
And all of this could take some time. Lori Daybell will regularly be evaluated for the next 90 days. Progress reports will determine whether she's fit to proceed in the case. As far as her husband, Chad, a judge will schedule his trial at a hearing 2 weeks from today.
Such a horrific case.
It's disturbing. And really, reading the details of the case, you wonder, how could somebody think that this is at all part of a faith movement?
Right. And the kids caught in the middle of it.
Oh,
right?
My God. It just breaks your heart.